Hey there, it's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, a podcast geared towards the things you may be misunderstanding about the difficult relationships in your life. I did not understand it when I was in it, but I definitely understand it now, and I want to share that understanding with you so that you too can find the courage you didn't know you had to make the changes you didn't think you could make.
Here we are, headed right back into the happy holidays. Yay, for those of you who are in relationships that are not healthy for you or have been in toxic relationships, emotionally abusive relationships, when you start seeing the holiday ads come on TV and you start seeing the stores get out all of the holiday paraphernalia, the wrapping paper, the ornaments, the everything, things start feeling a little more anxious for you. We all really want to have the holiday traditions, you know, that we see on the commercials and that we see portrayed in the stores with all of the holiday paraphernalia. You know, we want to be able to have the perfect decorations and to get the baked goods distributed and to buy the perfect gift and to host the perfect holiday dinner. And you know as well as I do, because I have been there, that with a toxic relationship in your life, it makes the holidays not feel quite that calm. You know, we want peace on earth and we want a Merry Christmas and we want, you know, joy to the world. And we really just want to deck the halls sometimes when the holidays show up. And it's sad. Because it's a happy time of year. It's a time of year where we're supposed to be grateful and we're supposed to celebrate those that we love and relax a little bit and just really learn to enjoy life for a minute and be able to enjoy life for a minute. And when I was in a toxic relationship, the holidays didn't feel like that at all. They felt more like climbing to the top of one of those really high peaks on a roller coaster, and you know that it's going to tip over the edge any minute, and heart rate goes up, and you start gritting your teeth, and you close your eyes, and all of a sudden, the roller coaster car goes over the top, and you feel yourself falling down this big, huge roller coaster bump, whatever they call them. I don't know. But it builds up, it builds up, it builds up, and builds up. And then all of a sudden you are thrown into it. And it's really a just grit your teeth, close your eyes, and power through type of thing. Which to me was always really sad because I really wanted to establish my own holiday stuff. You know, there's a couple previous episodes on the holidays. There's a Ho Ho Hopeful entire webinar. There's a couple more episodes previously that I've done. And in short, we all want to know why the toxic personality ruins the holidays. And when you think about what I just listed, where we really want our attention to go, it's on all the holiday fun stuff. And for the first time all year, your attention is not on them. So they're going to figure something out so that they can draw your attention back to them. Now, some of those things, and I'm just going to list a few, there's multiple. They will change plans. They will argue with you about plans. They will argue with you about money. They will not agree with Christmas presents that you're giving. They will not agree with where you're distributing baked goods. They are going to show up late for things. They are going to make things very difficult for you. You're not going to do anything right. Everything you cook that may be something everybody else loves, they're going to complain about it. They're not going to want to go to your family. They're not going to want you to hang out with your friends. There's going to be disappearing. There's going to be not showing up. There's going to be not getting you gifts. There's going to be getting you crappy gifts. There's going to be things like getting you a very extravagant gift so the attention is on them about what a great gift was purchased. There's just a lot of tension around the holidays, and you're jumping through hoops and you're walking on eggshells and you're treading on thin ice. You're trying to keep the floors from squeaking because it's supposed to be the happy holidays. And they're doing all of these things that just make you stay on alert to try and just keep the holidays going. Well, all of the things I just listed are things that are going to absolutely distract your attention from whatever it is you're doing for the happy holiday season and put it back on them. Now, remember, the toxic personality doesn't really care if it's positive or negative attention. So they could be the best Santa Claus on the planet and they're going to get attention, or they can be the biggest Scrooge on the planet and they're going to get attention. So just a few tips really quick on things you can do to grit your teeth while you make it over that hump of the roller coaster and down that free fall side until the hubbub of the holidays kind of levels out. Don't make long extended events. Keep the events a lot shorter. You know, if it's a toxic family member or toxic friends or something, don't plan a 6-hour event. Plan an hour and a half event. So shorter time spent with the toxic people in your life. If there's shorter time spent with your family and you have a spouse or intimate partner that's the toxic person, that's going to be less stress on you. When you are at your family's, your attention is on them. It is on your family. It's on your mom. It's on your sister you haven't seen in 6 months. And that's going to make the toxic personality feel very insecure. So when you're there, they may sit in the corner and not say a word to anybody. Because when they do that, people's attention is on them. Or they might do the opposite and they might come in and be very, very nice to everybody when they're there and ignore you. That way they're getting positive attention from everybody else and they're getting negative attention from you. So if you can decrease those visits, that's going to help you get over that hump a little faster. I would make sure that you remind yourself continually, the reason the holidays feel so difficult is because the attention is not on them. You know, you can get the same present that they sent you the picture of with the model number and the color and the, you know, the lot number. And no matter which one you get, whether it's the exact one or not, it's going to be the wrong one. Because they're never going to make you feel like you did a great job for the holidays. That's the bully on the playground. If I can make you feel bad, I feel better. So there's going to be nothing you can really do this holiday season that's not going to be criticized. So some of the things that I do with my clients is make a game of it. The goal is to get through the holidays. Okay, we know that the holidays are going to be icky like this. So the goal is to get through the holidays. So make a game of it. What are the things that they always do? Make a list of the things that they always do. Now, this doesn't make excuses and this doesn't fix it, but it does give you a way to get through the holidays. If you have a list of what they always do, then when they do it again, you can just check it off and go, oh, got that one, because it's going to keep your mindset a little different. Us sitting there hoping they don't ruin the holidays isn't going to fix anything and keep them from ruining the holidays. So if they ignore you, you can check that off. If they are very attentive to other people, you can check that off. If they disappear for hours and you don't know where they are and they won't answer their phone, you can check that off. If they over display and overbuy for the kids, you know they're trying to be the bigger parent, you can check that off. They pick a fight with you, you knew that was going to happen, you can check that off. They didn't like the turkey, it was too dry, check off the criticism for the meals. And you know them better than I do, so I'm making things up. But go through the holidays in the past and think of the ways they disrupted your holidays. Make a little checklist and treat it like a scavenger hunt. When they do it, you can go, oh, I was waiting for that. And again, this does not fix anything, but this does help you get over that little hump of the roller coaster and survive that free fall down into the new year. As soon as the holidays are over and things kind of go back to normal, it will level out back to the normal things that they do. But during the holidays, no one's attention is 100% on them like they could have it during the rest of the year. So if it feels like it's exaggerated, if it feels like it is escalated during the holidays, it 100% absolutely is. They don't get to run things during the holidays. They don't get to dictate the schedule because there's so many outside things scheduled. As far as the co-parenting, if you're separated and you're co-parenting with the kids, with your former spouse, Christmas is just a day. We don't care when you celebrate Christmas. So don't fight over exactly the same time on Christmas Day. You get them for half, I get them for half. That ruins everybody's Christmas. That ruins the kids' Christmas because they've got to stop halfway through the day and switch locations. So to make the holidays easier for you, just celebrate Christmas whenever you have the kids. Don't try to keep up with the amount of spending that's going on in the other parent's home. Keep the rules set during Christmas. You know, the toxic spouse or the toxic ex-spouse is going to really try to be the kid's friend. They don't need a friend, they need a parent. And the parenting thing is the thing they're going to look back on after they're grown and be grateful for. So if you have to celebrate Christmas with the kids on New Year's Day, perfect. The kids get to have two Christmases then, and all the better. If you are separated from a toxic person during the holidays, don't fall into that. We should spend the holidays together so the kids know that we get along. No, that's just confusing to the kids. The kids used to know when you were together, and that's all they knew. So now they knew that there was volatility, there was fighting, there was a lot of eggshells in the home. And now you're spending Christmas together to prove to the kids that you can get along. All they're thinking is, how come they can't get along normally and now they act like they get along at Christmas? It's just confusing to the kids. Keep it separate. You separated from the toxic personality for a reason. Keep it separate through the holidays. The other thing that I really experienced during the holidays when I was in a toxic relationship was a lot of betrayal. Now, I had just mentioned, because I was talking to our betrayal expert, Dr. Debbie Silber, last week, and she's actually going to share with us here in just a minute some of the things that she recommends for getting through the holidays if there's betrayal. But I realized that I didn't really resonate with the word betrayal. And when I was talking to her, there's so many different types of betrayal and levels of betrayal that I started kind of reflecting back. There was a lot of betrayal in my former life. And if I look at, you know, certain other relationships, there was betrayal there also, just on a different level. However, my personality always took it upon myself that it was my fault that unfortunate things happened. And she really gave me a different perspective, because I was being betrayed by a lot of those people. And in turn, I was trying to fix it. I didn't really make them accountable for the hurtful things that they did to me. I just tried to fix it so they wouldn't do it again. And I think now that I've been looking at it through I was betrayed type of eyes, it's given me a little bit different perspective. So even a toxic personality ruining the holidays is a type of betrayal. So let's listen as Dr. Debbie Silber gives us some tips on how to handle the betrayals through the holidays. She is the founder of the PBT Institute. It's the Post Betrayal Transformation Institute. So she works with betrayal all the time. And I snagged her for a little bit the other day so she could just give me her insight on the holiday season. And so just give it a listen and see if you can pick up any tips from how Dr. Debbie encourages us to get through that roller coaster feeling of the holiday when there's betrayal involved.
So let's face it, the holidays could be one of the most painful times after you've been betrayed for so many reasons. First of all, you're looking at this holiday and comparing it to other holidays. And, you know, and it's such a time to reflect and even think, wow, when here I was celebrating and thinking everything was fine, what was really going on behind my back? So it's so shocking and so hurtful. You could look at pictures and they have a very different meaning for you now. They don't have that heartfelt meaning. They're filled with so much pain. So you also may be facing the kind of thing where holidays are different. Maybe you're facing a separation or a divorce. And then it's like, you know, it used to be this family gathering. And now, you know, I have to share the kids, or I have to not be with my kids on the holiday. So the way you did it in the past and the traditions and everything is so changed and so different. You could be having the holidays with the person, the people who betrayed you. And then it's like, how in the world do I sit at the same person, at the same table with this person? They hurt me so much. They're just in denial or blowing it off or acting like it's no big deal, but I'm in so much pain. You know, how do you navigate that? Right. So all of this, there are so many ways to move through all of it. One of them is, and one thing I always recommend, and I recommend this to, you know, our members within the PBT Institute, because it's coming up a lot, and it's you get to decide how you want to spend the holidays. And maybe this year, you can be as extreme as I don't want to celebrate them. If that's the case, it doesn't have to mean every year, but this year, what's right for you? What feels like the best fit for you? So it could be, okay, I'm going to go to that party for a half hour and then I'm going to leave. I'm not going to do a certain thing. I'm going to practice just showing up and being in front of my betrayer when I'm so hurt, but I don't want to ruin it for the kids. So I'm going to practice that and think in my mind, it's all about the kids, so I can leave that experience not feeling regret at how I handled myself. You know, I'm going to move through it expecting much less of myself and expecting much less of everybody around me. People are going to just say some dumb, hurtful things. And, you know, maybe like having a imagine some bubble wrap on you where it can't penetrate, you know, and people are also coming from their current level of consciousness, right? If they could do better, if they knew better, they do better. Maya Angelou, same kind of thing. So I remember struggling so deeply with my family, and I've always had a lot of dogs. And I remember looking at my dogs one day and saying, you know, I would never expect them to act anything other than dogs. Why in the world am I expecting, you know, my family to act anything other than what they've always shown? So that's on me, you see? So we lower the expectations for our sake. And we also, you know, it's a time to give ourselves a lot of self-care. And I'm not talking about the bubble bath and the getting your nails. I mean, if that's your thing, that's it. I'm talking about even in the way you speak to yourself. Like, think about it. If you spoke to yourself, to a friend, how you spoke to yourself, you wouldn't have a friend in the world, right? So what would happen if you treated yourself with the same kindness and the same love that you so easily give to everybody else? But just getting back to the what the holiday means, if you're associating the holiday with pain and what was and all these things, it's also a time to create something very new. You know, maybe this, you know, this is the time now going forward as you recreate yourself, and betrayal lends itself to rebuilding an entirely new version of yourself. You take everything you love and you leave behind everything that no longer serves. And this version of you wants to serve, wants to work in a soup kitchen, wants to give out, you know, presents, wants to just share random acts of kindness, pay it forward in some way. You decide the meaning you give it. And when you do that, what you're doing is you're reassigning the value of that experience, giving it a different meaning, a new emotion attached to it, you know. But I would say, just to kind of sum it up, it can mean whatever you want. It's going to be, for many people, it's a hard time. Do your best. Lots of acceptance for yourself, for others. Forgiveness, not for anybody else's sake, for yours, for others, if you can. Again, for your sake. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some space. Give yourself less to deal with. And even if you're just managing it for the first time this year, and this is the way it is for this year, whatever you decide to do, it's beautiful. That's what you needed. And it's perfectly fine. I hope that helps.
Thank you so much for that. And you know what? I love everything you just said. I, for years, have felt very obligated for the Christmas. Well, you're the mom, right? So
You're very obligated. You got to do this. You don't feel like putting the Christmas village up, and somebody comes home and goes, "Wait, you're not putting the Christmas village up?" So then you're like, "Okay," and you know, you're continually doing that. And just this year, I said, "I'm doing nothing. What I want for Christmas just for this year is no obligation and no guilt."
Perfect.
Of course, they were like, "Oh, okay, whatever, Mom," you know, and I surprisingly have not felt guilty. I'm super excited. If I want to decorate, I will. If I don't, I'm not doing it. So I love that you suggested that, because I just decided this year, who says I have to bend over backwards and, you know, spend everything I made all year so that people can be ungrateful for the gifts that you tried to buy them because you're guessing, because you don't communicate with them anymore. And so I love that. But yes, thank you for that. And thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Have a very, very happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
Well, that's a lot of good information. Thank you, Dr. Debbie, for sharing that, because again, as I said prior, I was betrayed a lot on the holidays, but I would have never looked at it or processed it as betrayal. So I think that does help and is going to help a lot of the listeners. From Dr. Heidi and from Coaching with Dr. Heidi, I hope all of you have a very happy holidays and enjoy what you can enjoy. Don't try to control what you can't control. Keep it in perspective that the toxic personality is going to do what the toxic personality does. You can exit a conversation. You can leave the room. You can go to the bathroom. You can say no without saying no. You can say stuff like, "Oh, I've already got plans that day," or "I didn't anticipate staying this long," or "Thank you so much for the invitation, but that's not really going to work out for me today." That's not saying no. That doesn't feel near as guilty as not saying no. So use what you've learned from the podcast and being strong and engaging when you need to engage and, you know, avoiding areas that you know you can't control. Just because the toxic traits and the things that the toxic person does and the whole environment feels like it's bigger and meaner and louder during the holidays, you can still handle it exactly the same. We get upset because it ruins the holidays, but in order to handle it, it's the same way that I teach you to handle every other situation, every other time of the year. Enjoy your holidays, everybody, and I will see you after all of the gifts are open and after the stockings are no longer hung. And I hope that you can take some good memories away from this holiday season and start thinking about how you want your next holiday season to look.